New UC Berkeley polls show voter disapproval of Newsom Biden. Support among registered voters in California for President Joe Biden and Governor Gavin Newsom is waning, including with Democrats, according to two recently released polls conducted by the University of California Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies. While Californians who voted for Biden in 2020 generally view the president's performance in a more positive light, significant portions do not, Mark DiCamillo, director of the Berkeley poll, said in a report released November 8 with the findings. According to the poll, 52% of respondents said they disapproved of Mr. Biden's performance, including 38% that strongly disapproved, a jump from a 46% disapproval rating, with 34% strongly opposed, from May 2023. Those expressing dissatisfaction were higher than those in favor and increased from the latest poll in May for both genders and across all regions of the state, including every age group except those 65 and older, which had a 60% approval rating. Disapproval also surpassed support and grew in every category of race and ethnicity except for Black respondents, who had a 53% approval rating. Similar sentiment was recorded in a poll, also conducted by Berkeley, released November 7 regarding Mr. Newsom's performance as governor. While he received generally positive support since taking office in 2019, the latest numbers show a different trend. 49% of California voters said they disapprove of his performance compared to a 39% disapproval rating when the last poll was conducted in February. In contrast, 44% of those surveyed approved of Mr. Newsom's performance in the newest poll versus 55% in February. California voter opinions about the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor have taken a negative turn, Mr. DiCamillo wrote in the poll report. The falloff in governor's approval ratings are broad-based and is particularly noteworthy among political moderates and no-party preference voters, the state's two major swing voter blocs. Disapproval among moderates jumped from 40 to 54% since the February poll, with 54% of voters with no party affiliation saying they disapproved compared to 43% in February. Other than the North Coast Sierra voters, those in the northernmost counties, all areas in the state saw disapproval grow, with 40% of voters in the San Francisco Bay Area expressing disapproval compared to 29% earlier this year. Such changes could be due to the governor's growing high-profile role on the political stage nationwide, pollsters suggested, diverting his attention from issues at home. Newsom's recent actions in taking a much more active role in national Democratic politics appear to be related to his recent decline, Mr. DiCamillo wrote. Voters here hold decidedly mixed views about taking on this role at a time when California is facing increasing budgetary challenges and is dealing with a host of other pressing problems. The issue starkly divided voters on party lines, with 70% of Democrats in favor of Mr. Newsom while 85% of Republicans disapproved. Those with no party preference opposed the governor at 47%, with 37% approving and 16% with no opinion. Others around the country are also expressing opinions about the governor's recent moves. A fellow Democrat, U.S. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, reportedly told supporters at a party fundraiser in Iowa November 4 that Mr. Newsom is running a shadow campaign for president, suggesting the governor doesn't have the guts to announce it. Mr. Newsom has repeatedly denied that he is running for president and has steadfastly maintained his support for Mr. Biden's re-election. In addition to the broad trend of disapproval, pollsters noted the movement at both ends of the support spectrum, highlighting the shift from strongly approving, declining from 25 to 18%, to strongly disapproving, spiking from 29 to 36%. The governor's trip to China and his choice of LaFonza Butler to replace California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died September 29, bucked other trends, with voters supporting his trip by margins of 50 to 39% and the latter 37 to 30%, with 33% having no opinion on the Senate selection. Both polls were conducted between October 24 and 30 and included more than 6,000 registered California voters with an estimated sampling error for each of plus or minus 2 percentage points. Mr. Newsom's office declined a request for comment.